The Indian Corn Planter by E. Pauline Johnson, read for LibriVox.org by Angela Speed. He needs must leave the trapping and the chase, for mating game his arrows ne'er despoil, and from the hunter's heaven turn his face to wring some promise from the dormant soil. He needs must leave the lodge that wintered him, the enervating fires, the blanket bed, the women's dulcet voices, for the grim realities of labouring for bread. So goes he forth beneath the planter's moon, with sack of seed that pledges large increase. His simple pagan faith knows night and noon, heat, cold, seed-time and harvest shall not cease. And yielding to his needs, this honest sod, brown as the hand that tills it, moist with rain, teeming with ripe fulfilment, true as God, with fostering richness, mothers every grain. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Indian Corn Planter by E. Pauline Johnson, read for LibriVox.org by Craig Houghton. He needs must leave the trapping and the chase, from mating game his arrows ne'er despoil, and from the hunter's heaven turn his face to wring some promise from the dormant soil. He needs must leave the lodge that wintered him, the enervating fires, the blanket bed, the women's dulcet voices, for the grim realities of laboring for bread. So goes he forth beneath the planter's moon, with sack of seed that pledges large increase. His simple pagan faith knows night and noon, heat, cold, seed-time and harvest shall not cease. And, yielding to his needs, this honest sod, brown as the hand that tills it, moist with rain, teeming with ripe fulfillment, true as God, with fostering richness, mothers every grain. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Indian Corn Planter by E. Pauline Johnson, read for LibriVox.org by David Lawrence. He needs must leave the trapping and the chase, for mating game his arrows ne'er despoil, and from the hunter's heaven turn his face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?